Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump spoke before the Detroit Economic Club today in a speech that his campaign said would outline his economic policies. Among the topics raised, Obamacare, taxes, trade deals, the decline in manufacturing, and Hillary Clinton. NPR business reporter Jim Zaroli listened in. Jim, your thoughts first overall on the speech.
Well, I was expecting a bit more detail. I mean, it seemed like a kind of a political speech in that I think he's trying to shore up his support among Republican voters who are skeptical about his conservative credentials. He's having trouble reaching some of them right now, I think. Mm-hmm. I think he wants to send a message that, you know, even though he's had all this anti-free trade rhetoric, that he's basically on board with most of the Republican agenda, you know, tax cuts, less regulation, less spending.
Yeah, well, and you should say that anti-free trade thinking is not in line with the conservative thought. So what is possibly why we heard him say several times, I love trade. I love it. But he had specific ideas of how it should be carried out. Well, his tax plans have been highly criticized. The Tax Foundation, which, as Trump does, favors lowering taxes, said that Trump's plan would actually cost $10 trillion over a decade, even with economic growth. But here's a portion of what Mr. Trump offered today.
Under my plan, no American company will pay more than 15% of their business income in taxes. In other words, we're reducing your taxes from 35% to 15%.
Okay, now on the face of it, Jim Zaroli, that sounds great. Hey, lower taxes. But first of all, what's real about that 35% and what's real about the impact of that in your mind?
Well, the U.S. does have on paper the highest corporate tax rate, or one of the highest. And as is often pointed out, many companies, if not most of them, don't actually pay that because they have lots of ways to reduce their taxes. You know, he's talking about really big tax cuts. He's talking about not just cutting the rates of personal and business taxes, but, you know, cutting estate taxes, cutting the alternative minimum tax, the marriage penalty, you know, and he didn't spell out details about, you know, where how to make up for the money that would be lost. I mean, there was the familiar kind of supply side argument that these cuts would lead to such phenomenal growth that the government would collect more money and everything would come out even in the end. But as you point out, for the record, that the nonpartisan groups that have looked at his tax plan such as the Tax Foundation, which advocates for cutting taxes, they have been pretty skeptical, to say the least, about what he's proposing.
Well, and we're going to be hearing from Hillary Clinton, the Democratic nominee, on Thursday. And I'm wondering, you know, the Obama administration has been talking about lowering the huge corporate tax so that the country will actually get the tax money from these companies who have been avoiding the higher taxes. But let's move on to talking about imposing a temporary moratorium on new regulations and getting rid of existing ones. And here Donald Trump makes the connection between that economic theory and national security.
Nothing would make our foreign adversaries happier than for our country to tax and regulate our companies and our jobs right out of existence.
Jim Zaroli, is he correct that this is something that, in fact, makes us weaker?
You know, it's a hard question to answer. I think Donald Trump tends to see trade as a zero-sum gain, where, you know, if one country does well, somebody else does badly. And I don't think a lot of economists would look at it that way. I think they would say, trade, if done right, can benefit everybody.
Well, Donald Trump also spent a fair amount of time focusing on Hillary Clinton, and specifically her time as senator in New York. He said her impact was disastrous on the state. He cited today's Washington Post report, which found that Clinton's promised 200,000 jobs for upstate New York when she was senator never materialized. He compared it to his record. He spoke about the neighborhoods in New York he developed. Just a little fact check on that in the seconds we have.
Yeah, you know, Hillary Clinton came to office as New York's junior senator, wanted to promote economic development in upstate New York, which has a lot of economic problems. Some people would say promising to create 200,000 jobs was pretty wildly ambitious. And also, you know, when she left office, that was when the terrible Great Recession was just getting started. So a lot of places lost jobs.
Yeah.
As for Trump, he's had some big real estate projects, and they may have helped the city rebound. But New York has had a real estate boom, and a lot of people were involved in that.
Well, we're going to take a deeper look at all of this, but it's a start. NPR business reporter Jim Ciroli, thank you so much.
You're welcome.